Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Jessica Klotweig bringing you today's Daily Phil. Jesus stands among. The doors were locked. The disciples shut the door to hope and stood together locked in fear. Time with Jesus had lit their days as His presence brought them something more wonderful than religion, a relationship. Yet it was this relationship with Jesus that brought them into hiding, not wanting to be seen by those who had crucified Him. Fear is a powerful emotion, a very human one, that is helped by presence. Jesus knows this, and He comes to them. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." John 20:19. Wish I could have been a fly on the wall to see how that happened. I've got so many questions. Nonetheless, there Jesus stood, and the locked door was not a limitation for the risen Jesus. There's something there for each one of us. No matter where we are or the state of our emotions, we are never beyond the reach of Jesus. He will find a way to be with us. Jesus had told them the truth, and in this moment they experienced it. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." John 14:27. Afraid is not how Jesus intended His church to be. He intended them to be lights, not hidden away, but shining the light of Christ by the way they lived their lives, by the way they loved. Jesus loved with His presence among them, and He loves with His presence among us today. Here are a few questions to ponder prayerfully. Is there a door of your heart that you've been keeping shut? Are you hiding the light of the good news out of fear? Are you aware Jesus is with you and offering you peace? May you be filled with hope today and every day because of Jesus.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.